We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this very special edition of the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Carla Navas, and with me today, we have producer and co-founder, Mr. Brian Coins.
Way back.
We have our Saucy Nuggets insider, Mr. Lefty Leif.
Good evening. What a great night.
What a great night. And we have our Photoshopper and professional anime lover, or I guess it's professional Photoshopper and anime lover, Brass Jazz. We're just excited here. We're ready to go. Hello, Brass.
I am happy to be here.
Brass, you do so much voice work for the network. We need to think of something new. You're not just a Photoshopper and an anime lover. You're so much more. So we need to...
Maybe I'll come up with another segment tonight.
The voice of the network.
The voice of the network. La voz, Brass. Shout out to you, Jose Pineda. But today, we start with the news of the weekend. That is, of course, the Jacksonville Jaguars beating the Patriots. No, I'm just kidding. Dwayne Wade is back, guys. Like, D-Wade, like, I was in my friend's house. She just had a baby. We're with the child. We're having a beautiful time, and all of a sudden, my phone blows up, and I look at it, and I see that D Wade is back for what looks like a veteran's minimum contract. And I literally jump up. I grab my friend. I kiss the baby, and I throw my fist to the heavens because it means the video Alf and I made didn't go to waste. check that out at my Heat Beat Beat. We have a really cool hype video. And also check out the rest of the Five Reasons Sports Network at Five Reasons Sports on Twitter. Started by Ethan Skolnick and Chris Whittingham. Check out all their shows. Basketball season starting up, and Ethan has a lot of guests. I know Wayne Ellington's about to come on the flagship show. We have
This week.
Okay, so Wayne's on Ethan's show. So
John Crotty's lineup, or was it not Brian Grant? Who's the other player that he wants?
Grant Long. Yo, Ethan hogs all the good guests, and he leaves us with Anthony Chang. Shout out to you, Chang. Love you. Finally met Anthony Chang this weekend. That was awesome. Or last week. But check out everything on our network. But Leif, D-Wade's back, man. After, we didn't think this was going to happen.
It got dicey there at the end. It felt like he was definitely contemplating retirement. It came close. And, you know, this offseason, we've had a lot of expectations. So for it to go the way that it's went, which is quiet, that was kind of a gut punch. And if Dwayne wouldn't have came back, it would have been really difficult to conjure up like real, genuine, authentic excitement about this season. And Dwayne's back. So we get
Dwayne's
to be excited.
Back, baby.
We get to have fun with this thing. You know, I immediately started thinking about that road game in Philly and just, yes, you know, all the moments, the home game Philly at the end of the season, and just thinking about recreating that kind of stuff all season long. I don't know, that it kind of like gave me that you know,
like, I have chills, dude. Like, we get the farewell tour. Like, we didn't think, I didn't think Dwayne was going to do that. And I know that Dwayne, you know, deep down inside really wants to be appreciated and really wants to be loved. But I honestly thought, because of everything that he said, that he was just going to one day, it was going to be like Manu Ginobili. It was going to be like, he was going to decide at the end of one season whether he was going to go or not. And that was going to be it. So I'm really happy that as fans, as people that appreciate him, as media members, we get a chance to cover him, to appreciate his greatness, his career, celebrated over the year, like the way he deserves, man. Brass, I know you agree with me. I see you nodding.
Yeah. I think it's, I like the timing of it kind of works because the team is going to be fine. And you know, it's not like that the Kobe year, his Kobe farewell tour, that team was total garbage.
Bad.
That was total garbage. It was Basura. Bad. And so this team is actually, it's still going to be able to compete.
It's a playoff team.
It still has a future. It has a, it's absolutely a playoff team. He's going to have playoff moments. And that, and suck it, Kobe. You didn't get a chance to do that. This is so
Kobe
much
went
better.
Out like a boss.
So this is the actual farewell tour.
Kobe
something
went out
actually
like a boss,
means
dude.
Something.
Can't even slander that, dude. As,
no, yeah,
that was badass.
Dude. Do y'all think that Wade's going to have, like, at least how many games you think he's going to go Kobe mode where it's like, I'm taking 16 field goals in this quarter and that's it because this is my last season. Do you think he's going to have like
versus
that
Lakers game? Versus Lakers and at Lakers? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
He'll probably want to take out the Knicks that way. Maybe who else?
You know, he oddly has had epic games against the Jazz throughout his career.
That's true.
That's like something that's always been like I remember so many great D-Wade Jazz games as a just a random footnote that's happened like too many times. The Knicks is obviously one.
Yeah, you Chicago. Had to get aware, I remember.
Yeah. Chicago. His last game, Chicago, would probably be one there too.
He torches Orlando. Poor Orlando. He has.
Well, I'm glad someone can torch Orlando on this team.
That's true. Orlando horrifies me.
First game of the year.
Yeah, Chris I feel a lot better about that now.
Chris Whittingham over there on Five Reasons saying that Orlando's better than the Heat. What kind of nonsense is that?
Oh, Chris.
That's taking this a little bit to the extreme.
Calling you out, Christopher Whittingham. Guys, I was surprised. I mean, and everyone, it's very well documented how much I love D-Wade. But I was still really surprised by how genuinely happy I was. I was overjoyed with just the idea of, and I didn't even think as far ahead as what we're talking about now about the farewell tour. I was just thinking, oh my God, I get to watch D-Wade play more. Like, it didn't feel like enough last season. It felt, it was good to have it, but I wanted a whole year, selfishly.
I totally get where you're coming from. I mean, I think about it like this. Like, when Zoe got carried off the court in Atlanta, right? That's where he blew his knee out, I think it was. If I had known that was going to be his last game, probably the 25 games prior to that or 40 games prior to that, whatever the number may be, I would have been tuned in a little bit more watching every play, appreciating it a little bit more. And I know that some of that sounds kind of sentimental, but now going into the season, knowing that like these are all going to be the lasts of things, you know, the last time he does this, the last time he does that. I don't know, dude, that's just like from a fan's perspective, we are watching the greatest player in franchise history. There's a very
in
high
the
percentage
city's chance history.
That he's never going to, like, no one's ever going to surpass Dwayne Wade. So to gear up for this season is a cool moment as a fan. Cause I think a lot of times the guys that we love as players, they maybe don't get the farewell tour and they're just like, you know, all of a sudden they're out and you didn't necessarily appreciate those moments. So, here they go.
LeBron played his last game here and we never knew it was the last game.
That's a great example.
Chris Bosh played his last basketball game and we never knew. Mm-hmm. And to kind of raise your point, Dwayne and Udonis are going to go out together.
It's the storybook, man. It's
like,
perfect.
Dude, like, I don't know, you know, like in me in fantasy land, I want to see them both out there in a playoff game, just fighting for a chance to like stay in. Even if they lose, even if they go out, I want them to do it together.
Has UD officially said he's not coming back again after this, though?
He hasn't said that, but I know that
he's not going to. No, I don't know if he said something.
I know that him and Dwayne have
it's like, no, I'll do one more.
have talked about it, and he mentioned at the event that him and Dwayne held at 800 Degrees That actually looks really good. I'm going to plug that because D-Wade's people were super nice to Alf and I when we were there. Check out 800 Degrees in Aventura. It looks like kind of like an upscale pizza restaurant type thing. It looks really good. I know Ethan went to the soft opening and he actually ate. Alf and I aren't cool enough, so we didn't get invited to that. But Wade and Udonis opened a restaurant. It's our first business venture together. And actually, Alf wrote a story about it. We got to go to the event. We talked to Dwayne and Udonis. It's on heatbeatmiami.com. Check it out. Alf wrote about business, brotherhood, and basketball. The Dwayne and Udonis story. So UD kind of mentioned, you know, like they asked UD, like, you know, are you going to do this without Dwayne, like this and that. And UD was super like, like non-committal because Dwayne's still not signed yet. And it's kind of funny how things change because that was Thursday. Right, so on Thursday night, we're there, and Ira comes out of the box asking Dwayne, yo, have they offered you the mid-level exception? Have they done this? Have they done that? And let me tell you something. Ira's out here doing journalism. Like, Ira's not here to play. And as Ira's asking these questions, Udonis starts laughing. He's like, yo, Ira, you don't give us a chance to warm up or stretch or anything. So, but, like, lost in all that was D-Wade was just like, ask my agent. I don't know. Yeah, no, I would like to play. I don't know. Like, it was super, not even I would like to play. He was super like wishy-washy about it. And then when we talked to Riley at 2 months ago.
Not 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Oh my God, man, time flies. Woof! We talked to Riley at the grand opening of. Those eyes, man. That orthopedic hospital that we were out there. Riley was saying just kind of similar stuff. Like, it's not about contract. It's not about mid-level exception. And I want to pick your brains a little here. Brass, I kind of think that the Heat strong arm Dwayne into this because it doesn't make sense that Dwayne was really that Dwayne was contemplating retirement for this long and then he comes and takes the minimum.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's weird.
I was surprised that it was a minimum. I did expect the mid level, though. I'm elated that it wasn't. I think it's pretty.
Why?
Awesome.
Why are you elated? I mean, it's not your money. It's Mickey's tax money.
Well, no, but again, that's, you know, but it still keeps the team in a more reasonable financial standpoint going forward, and it's going to be easier to sort of keep him out of the tax, and you know, to make some more moves going forward. Yeah, so elated isn't the word, but you know, I was shocked actually, because I expected that or bust.
Me too.
Hey.
But yeah, he didn't need this. He didn't need this. I mean. He had nothing, truly nothing left to prove with the franchise, and coming back at the end of last season was awesome. It was great, and he had that. He had some really great moments, but I mean, especially that playoff game was just.
Is that playoff game awesome. Better than the game that he had at home in the regular season following the Stoneman Douglas moment? I think as a community event like that. Like that resonates.
That was
with me,
a bigger
dude. Like
that was a bigger moment. But in terms of
like
just
basketball, yeah, the playoff moment was
basketball playoff. Dwayne, man,
but
like,
Dwayne kind of transcends in this town. Dwayne kind of transcends basketball, right? Because I think a lot of us can understand that he's 36 years old and his advanced age, and we understand that a high usage rate for a 36 year old, a 36 usage for a 36 year old, is probably not the best idea. But like we don't like basketball. Be damned, we don't care. And, like, he kind of transcends that. I was talking to Ethan today, actually, about how he's such a, like, special figure in this town that not only is he this enormous community figure in sports, dude's his own damn economy. Like, he opens this restaurant in Aventura. All sorts of people are there. He gets all sorts of socialites to show up to the soft opening. Things don't do well in the area that he put that restaurant in. We all know that's going to do just fine because his name's attached to it. He comes back. We put up a video. We're at like 200. What is it, Brian? Like almost 300K on one of the videos.
Combined yeah. the two videos that we posted in the last 48 hours. Yeah, we're over 300,000 now.
Ethan's feasting on downloads. Like, dude is his own economy in like this seismic way that I think if you leave Miami, he's not that anywhere. Like, he can't go anywhere and be any sort of impact financially to an area. Or just a community as he is here. And I think that's kind of amazing and lost in, oh, D-Wade's back to play basketball. Like, no, dude, like this guy matters in a way that's tangible, that there are numbers backing it. We can see. I think that's cool.
I absolutely agree. I mean, I feel like for the Heat fan, this is also one of those weird moments where Dwayne is transcending winning and losing and that kind of stuff in that This also is kind of the end of the Pat Riley era to some degree, because we know that that's imminent. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's weird how this has came full circle. These guys kind of split apart, and now it's going to be almost like the culmination of both of their careers is kind of going to take place kind of around the same time. So it's really tugging at the heartstrings of Heat fans in an interesting way, because there's so much that's happened historically with those two guys, and they've kind of like repaired their relationship. And I don't really think it was about money. I really feel like this was a move where Dwayne was going to take the minimum regardless. That's just my opinion. It'd be really cool if all of a sudden we heard that he was presented with, we can keep Wayne, but you're going to have to take the minimum. And then he sacrificed again to keep Wayne Ellington.
No, but that wouldn't have taken that long.
But, you know, I'm, again, always looking at the positive hope traffic side of things. But, you know, so I think that there's just a lot of cool stuff in play. And Dwayne being back, it's totally beyond basketball. It has way more to do, you know, way more to it than just wins and losses at this point.
And from the fans' viewpoint, from like an organizational point of view, I think it means a lot going forward to have a real bookend to the Dwayne Wade story to start there. Yeah, he had that little hiccup in the very end there with the Bulls and the Cavs, but to come back and not just come back on a trade situation, but to come back and sign a final contract, and then you get to have that to end and have that finality, I think is a nice send off, and I think going forward is going to feel right. It would have felt kind of empty, and it would have given some questions to the organization and how they treat their players if that didn't take place. So I think it's kind of important that it happened. So that makes me really happy.
Brass, I have a question, because you mentioned like not via trade. That trade deadline is probably going to be one of the most maybe the Goran trade, but what else would be the most memorable trade deadline trade for the Heat?
Timmy Hardaway, probably.
You think that one?
One of the, yeah, because yeah, it might be. That was the springboard to that era taking off. They got
that probably matters more. Yeah,
I think Mashburn might have been a deadline deal, but that's obviously not as big. But you're right. Then you're starting to get into the Goran Dragic conversations, and obviously Dwayne coming back. The storybook behind that is probably going to be more compelling than even Timmy Hardaway, quite frankly.
It's just...
It felt so different, though. Oh, sorry.
No, go.
Not to cut you off. It felt so different, because I remember when the Dragic trade went down, we were sort of like pumping our chest and going, well, yeah, of course we did this, because this is what we do. But the Dwayne thing, we're sitting there at the deadline just going, okay, they got that guy. All right. Well,
yo, Cleveland was trading everyone, dude.
Yeah, Cleveland was getting completely clearing their roster. We're getting nothing. And then all of a sudden, I just got this alert on my phone. It's like, Dwayne Wade has been traded. I'm like,
I didn't believe it. I thought I got fake Stephen A.
It didn't make sense. Like, and essentially for nothing.
Hold on, wait. A conditional second round pick.
Oh, it's perfect. It was like, we made a move. And it was for Dwayne Wade.
Discounted.
It didn't matter. And it was awesome. And it sort of righted that ship for the rest of the season. Because if that didn't happen,
we watched a Milwaukee Bucks Heat game on like a Wednesday. Like it was game 7 of the finals, dude.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Dude, come on. Like that's, but that's what he is, man. Like people care in like that way.
It's awesome.
Alright guys, I'm gonna need a second because I want to introduce our newest sponsor. And if you're like me, you don't really want to get into legal minutia. I'm here to do a couple of things. Podcast, go to school, and watch anime. I don't really want to know all the legalities between car accidents, slip and falls, criminal immigration, all that stuff. So I'm here to introduce the people that will get that done for you. The attorneys at Seltzer Mayberg. Find them at onecalllegal.com or call 1-855-5000-LAW. They handle cases including but not limited to car accidents, slip and falls, criminal, immigration, family, bankruptcy, real estate, wills, trusts, and estates. And with a new 15,000 square foot office opening on the I-95 in North Miami, they will handle cases all over the state. Call now with 24/7 service for free consultation. That's onecalllegal.com. 1-855-5000-LAW. Call now. Listen, basketball moves fast in this town. And as you said, you know, when we got Goran, you know, everyone was like, oh, look, that's what we do. That's what we do. Like, that's what we do. And now with the arrival of Dwayne Wade, there are some rumblings about one Jimmy Butler. And Brian, I think it's time to unveil our newest segment.
This is Heat Beat Traffic on W628 FM. It looks like pessimism gridlock all over the streets of Wade County. There's a Riley washed pileup on the 836 and a fire SPO department is on the scene. Try to avoid Booker Boulevard at all costs. Justice better. Time to clear the streets with some culture. We now go live to Leif with your Hope Traffic Update.
Good evening, everyone. This is your Hope Traffic Update brought to you by your own Lefty Leif. First, I want to start off by saying that Dwayne Wade is back. Approach this season in the moment. Take in every moment. Don't worry about the wins, losses, the ups, the downs. Watch Dwayne Wade. Watch those moments when he points at that ugly guy in the pink or the purple shirt in the front row. Take in that moment. When he hits that step back jumper to win in overtime, take in that moment. When he's walking out the tunnel, when he's doing his chin up on the rim, take in that moment. Don't forget to do that. Don't complain about all the little things throughout the season. Take in the Dwayne moments, because you know what comes with the Dwayne moments? Justice better. You know what comes with the Dwayne moments? The Bam alley-oops. You know what comes with the Dwayne moments? Maybe a Jimmy Butler trade. And you know what? I've been hearing Minnesota wants to come up off of some of that salary. So, yo, Minnesota, if you want to come up off of some of that salary with Jimmy, we got a couple guys we'll send you. I promise you. I won't name names, but I promise you we got a couple guys we can send you. So back to the program. We get Jimmy. We have Dwayne. The Dukies recruit Mr. Kyrie Irving. Oh, no. What do we have here? It looks like we are rebuilding a team. Then Bam blossoms. Comes the next star, the next KG. All of a sudden, we're leading the Eastern Conference. Riley rides off into the sunset. He got them all discounted. Godfather, what?
Pimp. Dollar.
That is your Hope Traffic Update, Lefty Leif.
Love it.
I'm about this, dude. And I'm about how Heat fans just, like, one thing happens. Jimmy Butler puts one Instagram post, and we're like, oh, we're getting Jimmy. This is happening, right?
It's done.
For those of you who don't know,
on Labor Day, 6 to 8 weeks from now,
Jimmy Butler is apparently not very happy right now with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Karl Anthony Towns is allegedly not very happy with Jimmy Butler. So all of this confluence of events is happening, therefore leading us to speculate that one Jimmy Butler of the Minnesota Timberwolves is on the trade market. And it's not unrealistic for us to think that Jimmy Butler, who is still very close friends with Dwayne Wade, could be convinced of the culture of the organization and to come play with Dwayne for his last dance. Gentlemen, I think it's reasonable. I think a lot of teams will not, Jimmy's expiring. And maybe you can convince him to stay as the Thunder did with Paul George, as the Raptors are going to try to do with Kawhi. Or maybe he leaves. You don't know. It's a risk as an organization that you have to take. So that's something that we know Riley's willing to do. And I'm not sure that other teams are going to give up the kitchen sink to get a guy who's only on contract for a year.
He's going to have Dwayne texting him. He's going to know what's what. So he'll be able to give up what he needs to give up to actually get him. I think this is the whale that we can actually acquire with the assets we have. It may cost us Jay Rich. I just have a little bit of a feeling that it may cost Jay Rich. Yeah. But I think that this one could have legs.
Everyone's saying one last dance. I'm saying one last dances with wolves.
Yes. Let me say something, Leif. So the thing about Jay Rich, I think that they can get away with keeping Jay Rich and giving a pick instead.
I would love it.
So the thing with them is that they have their picks. Well, next year's draft is supposed to not be great, and I'm sure that they can attach a pick from next year's draft.
We have three tradable draft picks right now.
So
we're in 2019. We have a 2019 pick for this year. We have 2023 and 2025 that we can trade. We're to 2022 draft pick we can also trade, but it'd have to be just by itself with the 2019. So it would be either two first round picks we can trade at once or three at once.
So the thing I'm thinking of is, depending on what they trade for Jimmy Butler, they have to make contracts match. So probably, I honestly don't think Minnesota would take Tyler Johnson, or maybe they might want the guard help, but I imagine it'll be something like JJ and Dion or something like that instead of the Tyler or Hassan. Hassan, this is just not a fit over there. I don't even think that's going to be mentioned, but so they're going to have to get salaries to match. That might, I don't know if that might take a first round pick. I think maybe with a young player like Jay Rich or a pick, either one. Where it gets tricky is creating the second max. You're making faces.
It's tough for me to look at Minnesota's position where they traded what amounted to what, Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name. And Chris Dunn actually, I think, was in that deal too. So that's like three starters over in Chicago that they were going to give up that kind of haul for Jimmy and then turn around and like trade him for Dion and JJ, who we haven't been able to give away all summer just for a 2019 pick. That's where I feel like Tibbs is going to want some sort of package that allows them to continue to win, but also has some maybe cost-controlled players that he doesn't have to worry about free agency with. And that's where Josh, as a defender, as a wing player, kind of as a replacement for Jimmy. Trust me, I don't want to see Jay Rich get traded. I just feel like that's going to be the starting point for those talks.
But they can't ask for a ransom when they have to know the market value. Like, who's going to, maybe some teams will take a risk on Jimmy, but it's not like they're going to give them a lot. And that's my thing. Like, if you have this guy who's about to expire and who you may not be confident he'll resign, like, you know, you're going to be you're going to have some trepidation with what you give up. And I do think that Miami might be more willing to give up because they may be confident that they can keep him.
Yeah, I think Miami should have the confidence going forward that they could be able to keep him. I mean, part of the whole Kawhi thing was the uncertainty is after this next season, what then? Is he just going to move on so you can be giving up this whole ransom for nothing, for just a year rental? But you know that through all the ups and downs of that Bulls season, that Wade was saying, man, you know who wasn't going through this? Miami.
And Butler was in that locker room with Dwayne. And Dwayne was very vocal.
That's right.
Dwayne was actively watching the Heat when he was in Chicago, as we all know. There was a lot of quotes all the time. So I don't think it's unrealistic to think that Miami could put together a package to acquire him. Now, it'll probably have a pick or Jay Rich. It would be one of the two.
How about this crazy hypothetical? What if we were to take back Jeff Teague and that center with the last name that I have a hard time pronouncing,
Gorgui Dieng.
Yeah. If we were to take back all that salary and send them Goran Dragic, would that shake the package up? You know what I mean?
Like, well, they would need to match, right? So you need Jimmy. Yeah, but and then Teague, those
makes
guys.
Teague makes 19 million.
That's gonna be tricky to match because Goran's at 20 something, right? So Teague's at 19, and then what? Gorgui Dieng's at 9. Something like that?
No, he's at 14. He's at 14 or something.
Yeah, like I don't know how you're going to make that match without giving them Tyler too, which in that situation, Miami would take that.
That's what I was alluding to, is that maybe if we take some of these guys that they haven't been able to move off of. I haven't heard if Wiggins and Jimmy, are they at odds, or is it just Cat and Jimmy?
It's Cat. It's Cat.
It's also Wiggins.
It's also Wiggins?
Okay. So that would cross out my craziest trade.
That would, yeah.
There's a lot of options. And whereas with all these other teams, the Paul Georges, the Kawhi Leonards, I'm obviously forgetting others that we thought we could get, Kyrie Irving.
Kevin Durant, Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, not via trade. All of those seemed like there were teams that were far out in front of us. I feel like this is a much more attainable guy. So as much as I'm hope trafficking, it's more realistic hope, my friends.
Josh Darrow here, host of the Five Rings podcast, where it's always a Cane sting, on the Five Reasons Sports Network. What are we about? Pretty easy. I want to tell stories, and I want to share the journey for the players and coaches, past and present, affiliated with the University of Miami. Take Manny Diaz. He grew up in Miami. He grew up going to the Orange Bowl.
It was, you know, it was all those 1980s teams, you know, that's where it all started for me. And just the style of play, and really it really took hold when Jimmy Johnson was here, and, you know, sitting there in the Orange Bowl and 86 when we're whipping Oklahoma and just, you know what I mean? Just speed and then violence. You know what I mean? It, you know, we're not only, you know, Nebraska, it was a changing of college football.
It's those kind of memories we want to share with you. Listen, subscribe, rate, review. We appreciate the support. The Five Rings Podcast, where it's always a Cane Sting, and we're always a part of the Five Reasons Sports Network.
So Ira was telling Anthony Chang and I at the Wade event about a kind of wacky Tyler situation, but I'm kind of digging it to create another max spot. So that the Heat convinced Tyler to opt out of his last year and then give him a 4-year deal after that. Because at 40, so give him a 4-year at 40 and he'll make, you know, 10 per, because he's not going to make that kind of money again. So if they can get off of the 90 or the 20 million that he'll make the next season, they can create another max space by lowering his salary.
It's a hell of a wink wink theory, but
I don't think Tyler would do that, but I am down with thinking that. Like, I think that we've seen crazy. I mean, look at Beno Udrih. We've seen weirder things happen.
The other thing too, if we were to get Jimmy, I think that they would absolutely start looking at the assets they do have to move money so that they would have another max slot for
Tyler. And I'm okay with that. Like, if you get Jimmy,
you do that.
You move a pick and you unload who you need to unload to create the max spot. Because Hassan, it's highly after it. There's no way he's gonna make what he'll make, and he's gonna milk that year. Obviously, we know he was hurt last season, and I do think he's going to play a lot better. I just don't think in this economy he's not going to get anything near what he got. So he's going to opt. There's almost no doubt he's going to opt in. Unless he hates Spoelstra and he hates not being played a lot, which I don't think that's going to be as much of a problem this year. He's going to be here. So if they want to move him, it would probably need a pick attached. Tyler as well. Or Justice. But no, if they're planning to extend him, they're not going to be able to move him. And I don't think anyone will trade for him without an extension.
Unless they make the trade with Winslow for Butler before the extension.
No, but remember the update. We need the Dookies to bring Kyrie.
This is true. We should have all the Dookies.
Justice and Wentz.
Well, you got Batty on the payroll now,
that's
too.
That's true, Shane.
So many Dookies. This is happening. They're going to field the Duke team. Let's get Kristen Laettner, the assistant coach.
Can we get Zion Williamson on the team too?
I don't know who that is, but sure. Can we get JJ Redick?
I think it's Zion.
Is it Zion? I thought it was Zion.
Yeah.
Wow. Who is that? Oh, is he the fat kid in college?
Dude, he's not fat. He's just like chiseled. He looks like
a big kid.
Maybe Spo goes up and fills Riley's spot and Coach K comes in.
Oh.
Perfect. I love this Duke pyramid scheme that we've created. No, but like, no, in literally all seriousness, I don't think it's hope trafficking and it's really far off, but I can put together the puzzle pieces to have Kyrie Irving and Jimmy Butler heading the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference with little to no opposition.
We'll put it this way. We have hope trafficked far crazier scenarios before.
Yeah, Wade, LeBron, and Bosch.
Yes, we did.
That was a hope traffic thing that people called us crazy, and that did indeed happen.
Don't forget I was hope trafficking Kyle Lowry in 2014.
Yeah.
That's another thing. So if you look at the landscape of the East, if Kyrie Irving leaves the Celtics, they're Gordon Hayward and a bunch of Brad Stevens people. Which is obviously going to be a good team, but that's not going to be championship good if you take out the second All-Star. Unless Jason Tatum becomes something like incredible, which he's probably going to be good. But I do think that they become a lot more mortal without Kyrie Irving. So if Kyrie Irving leaves the Celtics and you have the Heat with Kyrie and Jimmy and the Celtics with Tatum and Gordon Hayward, and then you have Philly with Simmons and Embiid, and then the Raptors, which... The one that they kept was Kyle Lowry, who is the older one, who's going to age out. Despite him being better than DeMar DeRozan, he's you know, obviously he's an older player and it's going to go. So that's a team that might fizzle out in the future. And it's not a terrible landscape for Miami to try to build something now on the come up. Kevin Durant may leave Golden State. I mean,
Yeah, so we're in the 2020 finals. This is perfect.
I'm connecting the dots here. Like, I'm not saying like, no, and listen, 3 years ago, we talked about this. We're not beating Golden State. No one's beating Golden State. And we've been right. Except for that one bizarro final. But I mean, it's been relatively pretty predictable as to what's been happening. LeBron's aging. LeBron's on a not good team that might not make the playoffs this year. Golden State would appear to be nearing the end of its run. Just from what people are reading and Durant's future and Klay's future and the idea of contracts and money and all that and salary cap. So you have the big ominous thing that's over the league that may end. You have an Eastern Conference that looks to be in shambles. And you have an opportunity. Now's the time to build. You don't have to go to the finals next year. You just need to start the building process to build a contender. And now's the time to do it. Listen, this is a way for Riley to go out into the sunset, right?
Well, yeah, it started with Wade.
It starts with Wade.
This Wade thing, this gives an incentive to do it now. In 1 year, let's get something happening. And I think that something will happen.
With the NBA in so much uncertainty, if Riley can put together a pretty good to great foundation, he can leave. And he can say, I'm leaving you the franchise. I don't think Riley feels like he needs to leave the franchise in championship condition. I think he feels like he needs to leave. Obviously, the state of the franchise, it's not a bad state. I mean, they're a playoff team. They're a good team. But obviously, this is not what this fan base is accustomed to. I think this fan base is accustomed to deep playoff runs. It's not accustomed to first round exits, right? So I do think Riley wants to leave the franchise in a position, in a state that he's comfortable. And I think that these are the moves that he's trying to make to leave the franchise and say, listen, I got Dwayne back. We did all that. We did all our winning. Here's the franchise in a pretty good place with the NBA and so much uncertainty. Like, I'm calling it Malibu. Let's go. I don't think I'm crazy. I think this is the plan.
I feel like you're more Hope trafficking than Leif.
I'm here for this, dude.
I mean, I think you kind of broke it down like very intellectually, and you came, with like a very like good perspective, and I was just going emotional on it, man.
I mean,
I'm
emotional too, dude. I want Kyrie out here. Like, Kyrie's going to be crossing dudes up, and Jimmy Butler's going to be pointing and laughing as they're on the floor.
Bam
and
shooting threes.
Kyrie's going to pitch out. Oh, Bam shooting threes.
Dude, imagine Bam in 2 years from now with Kyrie and Jimmy.
Man, Bam's going to be better than Jason Tatum. What are we scared of Jason Tatum for? We have Bam on a bio. Get out of here. Justice is better anyway.
Especially with Wade, Justice is better. Confident. Maximize Justice with Dwayne for a full season. Give it to me.
And we're about to get that playoff Justice for the regular season.
Let me say something, man. I am a big Justice Winslow fan, and I know that people on Twitter and this fan base have been a little hard on Justice. I appreciate, and let me tell you something, Jack Alfonso, which, by the way, we've talked a lot about this Riley riding out into sunset. Jack Alfonso wrote a really great piece about what's next for the Miami Heat post Riley, Wade, and Udonis. You can find that on heatbeatmiami.com. Tomorrow we have a Jimmy Butler story dropping. Nikias has a story breaking down the guards that's dropping tomorrow as well. We also have some Bam Adebayo video content. So all that's on heatbeatmiami.com. We have lots of stuff coming for the week. Brian and I are going to be at Media Day, so we're going to get some content, as well as the Kate Anderson, our newest member, and Alex Toledo. So we're gonna have lots of content coming up for you.
We're talking to Shaq this week.
We're talking to Shaq. Oh my god, that's right. We're getting an interview with Shaq this week. So, you know, guys, tune into heatbeatmiami.com. Follow us on Twitter at MIHeatbeat for all these stories, updates, and everything. I got sidetracked in promoting.
Justice better.
Oh, the Justice Winslow. Yes, I'm a big fan of Justice. This is all just promoting, man. Let me tell you, between promoting Five Reasons, between promoting other shows, our stories, all their freaking social media pages, our sponsors, BetDSI promo code HEAT101. Are they still sponsoring us, Brian?
They're not sponsoring us for this episode, but you can still show it out.
Show it to you. BetDSI promo code XMiami, you back? Greenlight Tech? Doral Toyota? Am I missing anybody? Yo, shout out to all our sponsors, dude. Y'all make this happen. Y'all made the dream come true. From the bowels of the internet to events with Dwayne Wade and Pat Riley and Doral Toyota.
Oh, I wanted to ask, so you guys get your tickets for Dwayne's final regular season game?
No, because they're a playoff team, dude. That's like everyone's going to pay $10 million to watch him play like his third or fourth to last game.
That's fair. I did, however, get his regular his final regular season game in Brooklyn. I bought my ticket today.
When is that?
That's Wednesday, April 10th.
I may go to that, Brass. I may.
And I got that so freaking cheap.
How much?
I got it. Well, I mean, before the StubHub and their fees. I hope they're not sponsoring us, right? Okay, good. So
not yet.
Yeah, I got like seventh row, like in the sort of corner I'm usually in, like right by the bench. Seventh row is 120.
How many tickets you buy?
A single. But there's another one. There's a couple available.
Okay, right, let's, maybe we'll get together. Maybe we'll plan. Maybe I'll plan a trip over.
Yo,
here
Brooklyn, that whole stadium afterwards. Is going to be Heat fans for that game.
It always is. I can't even imagine.
Dwayne
for the
if he
farewell
likes anime
tour.
Like you did TJ.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey. Your question. Do you like anime?
Huh?
Do you like anime?
That ain't my thing, man.
That's what I thought.
I got to get those credentials at the Garden or Barclays Center, man. Come on.
You know, and it's like, I kind of want to ask like fun questions like that, but like obviously not in a media scrum, right? So I'm in a media scrum.
Yeah, not in front of other people.
I was blasting him with like contract questions. Tim Reynolds is like trying to do journalism.
What's your favorite public, Sam?
Yeah, like I'm not here like, yo, D-Wade, you know DBZ? Like, I can't. I want to, though. I mean, I'm not here to do, like, news breaking stuff, right? Like, I'm here to cover. Like, I'd be more interested in asking Wayne Ellington about shooting off pin downs. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not really out here asking contract questions. Like, that doesn't seem fun to me. I'd rather ask fun questions, like, asking Jay Rich, you know, who he mains in Super Smash Brothers, or I want to ask him about that scoop lefty layup that he has. You know what I mean? Like, it's like one or the other. There's no in between. Like, how
I would imagine they appreciate the less tabloid, like, what decision are you going to make kind of questions. You know what I'm saying? So you may have a lane there.
It's like, but that's like, and so those of you who don't know, I guess we're going to get a little self-involved. You know, we've had the opportunity because of the Heat and because of the players that have extended invitations to us to do some media for their events. And it's awesome. I know Alex got a one-on-one with Haslam, and that was so great because he was asking Haslam about hip-hop. He was asking him about his kids playing Fortnite. Like, that's cool, man. Like, that's awesome. But, like, being in a media scrum with Pat Riley and then asking him about, you know, like, where is Dwayne Wade going to go? Like, of course, what you think he's going to, like, obviously you have to ask as a reporter. Like, it's Ira's job. It's Tim's job. It's my job. It's Anthony's job. We've got to ask, right? Like, we can't not ask, but we know that they're not going to say anything. Like, Dwayne's not breaking the news of him returning at the red carpet for 800 degrees in Aventura. Like, that's not, although that would be pretty great though. You know, if Ira's like, yo, Dwayne, you coming back? You know what, Ira? I am.
One last dance, Ira.
I never thought about that.
Ira, Tim, Anthony, new guy's camera guy. Alpha's a camera guy. I'm coming back. Will Mansell, you here? You know, like, of course.
One last slice.
One last. So it's like, you know, it's been like a really, it's been a very weird thing because it's not the stuff I'm more used to. Like, we're used to doing, when we have like media people on, we're used to kind of like this very free flow, relaxed environment. So like being in these media scrums, which I've done before. I mean, Brian and I have been in locker rooms before. We've done journalism. So it's not like it's new to us, but it's just, I don't know. It's probably not, I don't feel like it's the best use of the player's time.
It's got to evolve.
And no, but it's super interesting just to be a part of it because, and like the guys that do the work, man, you know, they're out there. Ira's reporting. The stuff we know is because of them. It was reporters. Yeah. You are a conduit from the players and the organization to the fans. So it's their job. It just seems like...
It's not easy. Respect all of those guys.
It's not easy. And I know that those guys know that they're asking questions that Dwayne does. Like, you think Dwayne wants to answer questions about his contract extension when he's opening a restaurant? Of course not. But it's part of the gig. I don't know. It's interesting as someone who... I guess as a journalism outsider kind of thing is observing this in kind of a meta sense. And I know we talked about it a little last show about how, so they're offering drinks at the event. I'm like, I don't think it's appropriate to drink at the event, but let me see what everybody else does. Anthony declines, Ira declines, Tim Reynolds declined. I was like, Alf, I guess we're declining.
Yeah.
What? Why are you laughing at me? I cannot have observations at work.
I have some advice for you. I think that every recorded word of Riley's that you own, Gianni, you should take it and meditate on all of those words.
You don't think I do?
Good, good. You're moving towards peace, my son.
Hey, I'm Josh Appel.
And I'm Billy O'Rourke.
And we are the hosts of Five Reasons Sports Network's pro wrestling podcast, Mark Your Territory, where we bring you the hard-hitting wrestling.
We don't want to. It's not too hard-hitting because you don't want to hurt the other guy. It's more of a dance we're trying to do here. We're trying to keep it.
Protect the other guy.
Yeah, you want to protect the other guy.
Okay, so maybe we'll go more in-depth.
Yeah, that's good. That's better.
Mark Your Territory, Five Reasons Sports Network's pro wrestling podcast with the most in-depth wrestling talk you'll find.